Alright, Chapez Amadal, Tanarabana. Tanarabana, Valkari, Shinosnul of Tisha Kab and Mayim Tahar. So we did this last time.
Right.
As long as he puts, it's not, you don't need a mikvah, as long as you have Tisha Kab.
Right.
Nachum Ish Gamzu, Lachshul Rabbi Akiva. So he whispered this to Rabbi Akiva, didn't want to publicize this, we'll see why in a minute. Rabbi Akiva, Lachshul Ben Azai, he whispered it. Ben Azai Yotza, Vishamla Tamida Vishuk. And he went out and he publicized this to everyone. So the question is, why did some of them want to publicize it? Some of them wanted to keep it quiet. So Pligi Botram Maroi, the Marabba. So there's a dispute among the Amoroyim in Eretz Israel, in the West. Rabbi Yossi Barabin, Rabbi Yossi Barzvida. Chad Tani Shadam, the Chad Tani Lakshah. So one of them, when they taught it publicly. The other one, Lakshah, again, whispered it. It was very quiet. It was only private audiences, this Tisha Kalin business. So what is the reason for this? So Mad Tani Shana, Mishum Bitl Torah, Mishum Bitl Pirviribi. So he said that the reason why we want to publicize this is because otherwise there'll be Bitl Torah, if people are running around to try to find a mikvah, and also Bitl Pirviribi, people are not going to have children.
Right.
And if we see Rashi over here, Rashi says Mishum Bitl Pirviribi, what does that mean? So Rashi says on the left side, Shehayu nimnoim mitashmish. People are going to separate themselves. Vnei tarech tefila, because they're going to know that they'll need to go to a mikvah,
right.
And they're going to say, "How am I going to find a mikvah around here?"
Right.
So they'll just separate themselves from their spouse, and therefore, because of this, this is a way to promote these things by teaching this leniency. Mandatani lachshon, the one who said it quietly. That they shouldn't be so frequently found by their spouses. Too much is also not good. Right? So therefore, to teach them a little bit, to separate themselves a little bit, for them to go to a mikvah is not the end of the world, but to teach them Tisha Kavin would end up being too much already. So therefore, it was only whispered, and fine. Omer Aviana, Shemati, I heard Shemakilin Ba. I've heard that there are some people that are Makel and they are okay with the Tisha Kavin business. But Shemati Shemachmirin Ba. I've heard some people that are strict. Anyone who is strict upon themselves, they'll be guaranteed Arichas Yom, a long life. And a lot of times when you find Arichas Yom Mishnosav, certainly in this case we find, is that a person would maybe think, I shouldn't be machmir because it's a waste of time.
Right.
It's bitl Torah, it's bitl this. So therefore, they assure you that at least the amount of time that it was wasted, you'll get back at the end. Marichin l'yama v'shnaisav. Okay. Omer Rishuban Levi. Ma tivan shel toivle shchorn. What is the purpose of those people who are toivle in the morning? So, ma tivan, what do you mean, what's the purpose? Ha'ihu de'amar balkari asibidi v'tayr. Obviously, this person was a balkari, and the reason why he was taibal is because... Right? Then that's what you hold, you yourself hold. So this is what he said. Ha'chikam, this is what I meant to say. Mativan b'arboim saw efshar b'tisha kabin. Why are they running around to try to find a mikvah?
Nine kabin is fine.
Yeah. Mativan b'tfila efshar b'nesina. Why do you need to immerse yourself in a mikvah? All you need to do is nesina, then it's...
Pour the water on you.
Right, pour on you. Omer Rabbi Chanina. Gedr Godol Godruba. We established a very huge fence, a very tall fence, which basically means that we instituted that Tisha Kamen is not sufficient, but instead you need the 40 sub. The Sanya Masab Echad Shetava Isho Varaveris. There was a guy that was trying to... being engaged in an avera with a woman, so Amra lo, so she said to him, Reka, you empty one, you have 40 saw to be taivel, and it's so easy to get to a mikvah that you're going to do such a thing. So once he heard this, miad pirish, they separated because of the difficulty of getting to the mem saw. However, if they would have known that there was such a simple little leniency,
that's
nine common, who knows? Exactly. Okay. Fine. Omar lahu Rabhuna Rabbana. So Rabhuna says to Rabbana Rabbaisa, what is the reason why people have become, why are you mezalzel, why have you cheapened and lowered this immersion? Nimishim Tzin is because it's cold. Ashiv Merchatzos. It's possible that you can go into a warm bath. So Armel Rav Chis says, what do you mean? V'chiyesh Tfil B'chamin. How can you just take a bath? You know, that's not a mikvah. What do you mean? Just take and go to a bath. So Armel Rav Ada Barava Koy Kvasich. So he says that I am similar to your opinion, which, as he says, what does Rashi say? Koy Kvasich. Deboy tfilazu b'mikvah kishar tfilos. That I hold that you need to be in a mikvah like all of the tfilos. But apparently what it's saying is that people were mezalzel by not going into the mikvah and just the tisha kap. Rav Zera havi yosef ba'agno. So since we're talking about this hot bath, so we say a story of Rav Zera, who was sitting in Agno in a tub. The Maya filled with water in Bay Masusa, in a
bathhouse.
Something Masusa, but Masusa bathhouse. Omer Le Lashami, so he said to his servant, Zeal the isolate Tisha Kabin, Vishad Elihu. Why don't you get Tisha Kabin and throw it upon me? So Omer Le, so they asked this question because it didn't make a whole lot of sense. They said, Omer Le Rechia, Barabo, Lumble Lamarkui Hai. Doesn't make any sense. Morning. Why are you asking to have Tisha Kavan thrown upon you? Why are you having Tisha Kavan thrown on you? You're sitting in it.
Right.
You're sitting, Rav Zera, in a tub filled with water. Oh, right. That's Gemara's answer. The question is that why are you asking for Tisha Kavan? You're sitting in Tisha Kavan. So Omer Le. So he says, if I place someone on four to the bottom, Pi Arboim Sa. The dinim must be like Pi Arboim Sa, like 40 Sa. What is this? And this is the very important principle. Ma Arboim Sa, Bitfil Vomenesina, Avtishikam Menesina Vomenesfil. It's just like Arboim Sa has an independent halacha, that the only way it can be done, four on to the bottom, is. You must have 40 sa, and you have to be tefillah. You have to immerse yourself, and every part of your body must be in there. You can have a chitzitza. V'lo nesina. It's not that you can take 40 sa and dump it upon you. Av tisha kamin, so too tisha kamin has its own independent law as well. B'nesina v'lo b'tefillah. That the only way tisha kamin is effective is only if it's poured on you, not that you immerse yourself in it.
How much is the kamin to begin with? How much could it be?
It's not too much. It's a few buckets, maybe.
So I'm saying, so when you're sitting in it, you wouldn't do anything. You wouldn't, it's like when you go into the mikvah, at least you have to immerse your whole body in it.
Right.
No one needs the water. But if it's such a small amount, you know, it wouldn't do anything. At least if it's poured on your head, you got a shot.
Right. And that's one. And of course, if it's in fact in a tub, it's probably, in this situation, it's certainly Mayim Shuvim.
Right.
It's drawn water, so it's not kosher to feel anyway.
Right.
But the one little catch over here.
Well, the nine carbon is drawing water also. How do you know necessarily?
Right, it is. It's drawn
it
water.
It is. It's drawn
right.
water.
Thing is, so you can't take that drawn water and pour it into a tub and immerse yourself. It doesn't accomplish anything as far as tefillah is concerned. But certainly, this is a little bit of a little catch over here, which the Gemara kind of doesn't say, but it certainly is obvious. It says that the Arboim saw you need to immerse yourself in a Bloom and Asina. But certainly if you were poured upon yourself 40 sa, that's at least, that's one thing. But it's also, you've at least fulfilled the Tisha Kabin.
Right.
Right? Because it's our volume of sa is much more than the nine Kabin. Okay. Rav Nachman tikin chitzvah bat Tisha Kabin. So Rav Nachman established and he set up this jug, this jar, which had the capacity, which held nine kabin. This is when he set up this type of a jug. So where did he put this jug? This jar. So go to the Rashi on the left side, about six lines before at the bottom. Tikin chitzva litin mayim l'talmidim aleihem shachris kodim kriyas atayru. So right in front of his base medrash, he had this little jar. The jug was filled with water. So this way, any talmidim that were coming to shul before kriyas atayru, because you're not a tohen Torah, if you're a balkari. They would dump this water upon them. So if it was a dry, sunny day, and you see someone sopping wet coming to shul, and an empty jar, you probably know why. Kiyosa Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda Gustra, Amar, they said, Lo Shon. The only time we say that nine kavin is enough is El L'chayla L'onso, is only referring to someone who is a chola, someone who is ill, and it was an ones. The fact that they became a balkari was through an ones, through something which literally is beyond one's control. Of a chola hamargil, but if it's a chola which is margil, which we'll see how Rashi translates that, arboim sa. In that case, you need 40 sa. So, if you look at Rashi, lo shanu desagim nesina el b'chayla shirok keri l'onsa. The only time the tisha kavan helps is if you're dealing with a person who's sick, but also, and we say, I don't know if Rashi brings this down, but, and this is a very interesting, there's a gemara, I can't remember what it says, that Talmid Chachamim were under the halakha categories chaylin for some reason. I forgot the lush where the chazal is, but maybe we'll see it somewhere.
Chaylin she'onso?
Oh, no, not chaylin she'onso. Chaylin she'onso is someone that it happened upon them just accidentally. Hamargil, says Rashi, is umamshech esekeri lo shetashish mitasai. That's something which we're going to anticipate is more commonplace among his Talmidim, that they had tashmish, and then after that's how they are in the current status of tuma as they are, and therefore basically what he's saying is that the purpose of Rav Nachman's jar is really ineffective, because after all, most of these talmidim are under the category of hamargil. And therefore, because this is something
and
which...
that's why they need a mikvah, nine carbon is not going to help.
Exactly, they would need the arboim saw. So that's why the Gemara says, now in the last line, O Rabbi Yosef, itbar chitzvid Rav Nachman, you have now broken the jar of Rav Nachman. Doesn't mean you actually shattered it to pieces, but if you look in the last Rashi over here, einu tzarech lanu, we no longer need this jar, it's ineffective, it's worthless, dechoyel onso lo shchiach. When it comes to a Talmidim, L'onso is not something which we find. Only it's found by Hamar. So therefore, by the Chayil Hamar, we'll need a Memsa Mikvah. Okay. Kiyosa Rabin, so therefore, unfortunately, this whole Tisha Kavan business, we have to clarify a little bit more. It's not for everyone. Kiyosa Rabin, Oymer Bu'usha, Havi Uvda, he said there was an Uvda, there was such an incident. Bekila Darav Oishia. Bekila, says Rashi's Kenisa Sabayis. The gathering in the house of Rav Oshia. Also the Shol Rav Asi, and they asked the Kash to him. Amar Hu, and he said like this. He said, this is really the halacha. Lo Shanu, that the only time Tisha Kavan is effective is El Choylo Hamargil. Is for the Choylo who's Hamargil, which is what we said the Talmidim generally are. El Choylo Onso, but if it's something which was by themselves, by accident, pater mekulam, you're completely pater. Now, why
and
is what? It?
And you can learn Torah based on that?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Apparently so, according to this opinion. Now, we can recall that the previous Amid, there were numerous Amaroyim, and including the one that we do Paskin like, which I believe was Rehuda ben Bisera, that says, Ein divri Torah mekabel tuma. So, even if a Balkari, you can learn Torah anyway. But according to this opinion, when it comes to a chol onso, it doesn't have to go to the mikvah, it doesn't have tisha kavan. The chol hamargil is allowed to use tisha kavan.
So the jar is good again.
Oh, right. So Amar Rav Yosef, exactly.
Put it back together again.
It's down in the chatzid Rav Nachman. You're now right, fixed up and
glued together.
Glued together, right, the pitcher and the jar of Rav Nachman. Because now the Talmidim can use it because that's something which is practical for them. So, let me see. This is a very nice question. It's a very simple, straightforward question that sometimes you ask. I ask the question to my Rebbe and he would yell at me for asking such a question. But you see, the Gemara does ask this question. Let's see. Ku amaroi v'tanoi v'de'ezra k'mifungi. This whole takana, one of the takanos of Ezra, was that a balkari needs to purify himself in some capacity. So Ezra was the one who was masakin this whole concept. So the Nichsi Ezra, Hechi Tikin, what's this whole machlokas? There's Amoroyim that are getting involved, even the Tanoim before them. What's the whole business?
What did Ezra do?
Just look at what Ezra, how he was masakin, and look at the original enactment, and that's it.
Well, the whole thing is, I don't know if Ezra talked about the Tisha Kava, and he may have been talking about a mikvah.
Oh, so we're gonna see how the Gemara answers it. Look at this, if you look at this Tosfos, because I used to always ask the question, like, well, before Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, like, right. What Tefillin were they wearing? You know, so asking all these types of klutz kashas. But it's like, it's the same question. So what is the whole machlokas? What did they do before? So look at this Tosfos, top Tosfos. Nechsei Ezra and Heifa Tikein. Beharvim and Komos, many times, Gavishar Tekanos, Lo Parach Gemara Hachim. For some reason, in other places, the Gemara doesn't ask this type of a question, even though there was a Tekana, it originated from somewhere. And yet the Gemara doesn't ask it. So the Gemara doesn't ask it over there, so why does it ask it here? El Shani Hach, it's different over here. The Dover here go the whole Yom Hu Al Kain Onu Zechor, because this is not something which is like once a year. Like, what do we do on Yom Kippur? Do we say, do we do this? Do we do that? So that you can forget it. But something which is a regular
occurrence.
Right, a regular occurrence.
Should find somebody who remembers how they were, exactly how this kind of
would be involved.
So that's how Tosfos addresses the question, which is, I like the question, you have to address if that answer actually fits in to any time you ever want to ask that question, but at least it addresses the question of why the Gemara doesn't always ask that. But just look back to the original Tekana. Okay.
They would answer any time you ask that, because you would have to see whether it's a Tekana that was something that was real or not.
That's what I'm saying.
So it would answer any.
I'm saying, so you'd have to see if, before you would ask the question, if this is a valid answer, which a lot of times you maybe think it's not, because it's once in a while or whatever. It's something worth thinking about. You have to remember that Tosfos. Anyway, so Heichi Tikin, how did Ezra? What did he do? So on Rabbi Ezra Tikin Luberi Hamargil Memso. This is what Ezra established. We know this somehow, that when it came to someone who is healthy. A healthy individual, such an individual, he was a margil, was with his wife, memsa. He needs a mikvah. Burial onso, which she said was by accident or whatever, tishakab. So that was the tekana of
Ezra.
Okay. But also Amoroyim came afterwards, in times of the Gemara, pleading. B'choil, they argue when it came to someone who is
sick.
Okay, and I'm also kind of cheating looking at Rashi, because I'm sure Rashi brings that about the Talmud Chacham in a second. Mar salvar choil the margil kiber hamargil. B'choil onso kiber onso. According to one opinion, it does not distinguish between someone who is healthy and someone who is sick. That the laws are the same. And therefore, just like someone who is healthy, who is margil, who had tashmish, that it's necessary to go to the mikvah, or he saw, so too someone who's sick. Similarly, when it came to the choyla onso, that...
Whether you're sick or you're not sick, if it's involuntary, you'll pay 9 kavod.
Right, so according to this opinion would break Rav Nachman's picture, because the choyla hamargil is the situation of these talmidei chachamim, right? It's not, that's
not something... not sick.
Where is that Rashi? It's gonna be that. It's gonna be here. Maybe it's on the next album. Alright. I don't know. Alright. Okay. More than the previous album. The Marsa The other one says that it changes as a slight change. The Choyla Onso, which needs, as we established,
doesn't need anything.
Let me skip on. Marsav Choyl Hamargil, so the one who's Choyl Hamargil is Kiber Hamargil. And if the Choyl Hamargil needed
a 40
saw, that's
Kibari, because I'm like a healthy person.
I'm just reading the same one, I'm sorry. Marsav Choyl Hamargil Kiber Onso, I'm sorry. The second opinion says the one who is Choyl Hamargil which is like the Talmud Chachamim, is Kiber L'Amso, is like the healthy person, and which you only need Nan Kam, which would fix the jug, the Choy L'Amso Potem Kulo. Okay, so that was the reason. It's not that they didn't know the Takana, but rather it's the idea that they argued when it came to someone who is sick. Okay. And you don't believe me about this this shot about the Talmud Chachamim. And I was hoping that I saw the view. Where did I see that? I should say it here somewhere, right? Okay. So let's continue. So then the Gemara says like this.
Omarava.
Right, Omarava. So Hilchasa. Is that where we're up to?
Yeah.
Hilchasa, right? Nehi the Tikkun Ezra Tefillah. So Nehi granted the Tikkun Ezra Tefillah that Ezra in fact established Tefillah. Nesina me Tikkun. According to this opinion, not that he never instituted Tisha Kabbalah. Right. He only instituted the mikvah business. Right. After all, the Holy Mar Ezra Tikkun Tefillah. We don't find the word Nesina, we don't find anything about Tisha Kaben. We find the Lashon of Tevila, which implies that the only thing that Ezra was ever misaking was Tevila, the mikvah. So how could you tell me that the Takana also was someone who was healthy, so that he gets Tisha Kaben? He never said anything like that. So here we go. So El Omar Rava, this is, you're right. Ezra Tikkun Tevila Leveri Hamargo Memso. The only thing Ezra was misakin for a Valkyrie was if you're healthy and you're on Margil, Tashmish, that you're chuyif to go to the Mikvah Memsa. That's the only thing that he established. The Asur of Banan, and the Rabbanan came later on, his scheme of Beryl also Tisha Kaben. It wasn't Ezra, you're right. It was the Rabbanan, fine, okay, you got me. But the Rabbanan instituted that a Beryl also needs Tisha Kaben. The Asur Maroi, then thereafter, the Maroi came to Kamipal Gibachayla. They this disagreed when it came to someone who's sick. Mar said the chol amargil kaber hamargil, the chol onso could bury onso. That the laws are the same: sick or ill or healthy, those are the same. Mar said the bury hamargil himself, the chol hamargil kaber onso. Tishakabin and avol chol onso potem akruim. So we were saying the exact same thing as we said before. The only difference is that we tried to pull a fast one, saying that Ezra was
agreed about this Tisha Kaben business. Really nothing to do with
right. So we never find Ezra being misakin anything but Tefillah, and that's it. Okay, Omar Rava. Hilchasa. What is the bottom line? What's the halacha? The halacha is Beri Hamargil, V'chol Hamargil, or Boyim Sof. Someone who is healthy or someone who's sick doesn't make a difference. You always need Mem Sof, which basically means. We do not possibly grab Nachman,
right.
And therefore Rav Nachman's pitcher is
broken.
Is broken. Veril onso, listen to this. Veril onso, Tisha Kaben. If you're healthy, and it was an oynis Tisha Kaben. Avul chayil onso.
That his pitcher is okay for oynis.
Only for oynis.
They said that the people came to the Beis Medrash Lutami Dechacham, they were not, and they were not oynis.
Right.
They were only
right.
Marble.
Right.
That's why we broke it before. Right. That's why we said it wasn't good. And he's saying the same thing here.
Right. So that's a little shpia. So it's not something which is common. So it doesn't really exactly. So, however, then he says, however, when it comes to chayil anso potemakulam. So it's interesting that it ends up. What happens is it's almost a compromise between the two opinions of Amaroi. But again, as you said,
he doesn't need anything.
He doesn't need anything. So therefore, that's the. That's the end of that piece. So although we saw this before, let's just review that which we saw for three more minutes.
Okay.
We stare at our watches. Okay.
I don't have a watch.
Okay, good.
It's like a casino.
I said cell phone. My cell phone is fast.
Right.
I thought he started today at 10 after. Yeah, we always start right after
davening. All right. Cool. Tameim says the Shulchan Aruch b'Torah b'Korin Kriyat Shema Mispal. You can daven. You can everything. Chutz me Balkari. Shehoyti Ezra Mikol Hatameim. Ezra is Masakin, he can't do anything. Which is the lashon that we use
in
the Gemara as to why we shouldn't even institute the Tisha Kabin business or teach it very quietly. Afterwards, this takana was removed. The Amidu Hadavar al Din, Sha'af Balkari Mutab de Victoria, the creation of Tfila, Blow Tfila, Blow Rechitza de Tisha Kabin. Watch in a minute, you don't need anything, not the Tisha Kabin, not anything. So says the Mishnah Berurah that the reason why Ezra was masaking this is Vegam ki a carry ball of the Kalas Raish, the Divitora Sarkhuyas, the aim of the year of Rasis, Vizia Kamobi Ace, Nasin Asa. Just as we're living Torah now, we're supposed to have that same fear and awe and trepidation as when the Torah was actually given on Har Sinai. And a Balkari, which comes about through Kalos Rosh, so lightheaded.
And then you can't learn Torah because you're not concentrating on
Right. So the Afrikak bit flu, but afterwards it was nullified. Ikomakom, nonetheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishi Yirtseh, Linhoig Blitboil, if you want to be Toivel, even though you don't have to, Toivel of Bracha. Vedafka im. Ali de zelu yamor zman kriyashma tefila. You can't be a tzaddik and miss daven.
That means if you couldn't get to a thing, you still got a daven on time. You know, say, well, I can't.
Right. You have to make zman kriyashma tefila. The efshir, it's possible. He says the afil im ali de zay is batal mitzfil, but sivur gam keni nochel lahachim b'zeh. Forget about davening tefila b'zmana. You have to daven tefila b'tzibur. And if you have to go to a mikvah, whatever, and you're gonna be missing a minion, better that you daven. So then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, as shall we, Osat Takana, why did they oiker this Takana? It was Ezra. I mean, how can we play around? So Ezra's also Masakin, by the way, that on Mondays and Thursdays we have Kriyas HaTorah.
Right.
It was Ezra's Masakin, so maybe we should move on to that Takana too. But why, you know, why stop there? Why are we doing? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shehoise Gezer Shein Rov HaTzib Yechon Lamed Boy. Because we're in such a low madrega in this generation, or even then, it's a gezer which no longer Rov HaTzibur is able to follow, withstand. And therefore, it would be Tluva Mishum Bitul Torah Mishum Bitul Priya V'Rivi. As we said before, but the reason why we taught about Tisha Kavan so is that we should be able to allow people to have more children, also to be able to have people learn Torah.
It's two Pshatim at the end are really contradictory.
What's that?
With Luah Mishum Bitul Torah.
Yeah.
Because we're afraid that because Miskatnu Hadoras.
Right.
So what's happening now? So you're going to be
well carried, right?
More of the time, you wouldn't learn. And then look at the next. Mishum Bitul Piriya Verivya. What does that tell you? That people would be Mavatul Piriya Verivya so that they shouldn't be a Balkari.
That doesn't make sense. Because if people were Mavatul this, they wouldn't care about any house. What's the difference?
But look what he's saying. Mishum Bitul Piriya Verivya.
Right.
You have to open it up again. I just want to show you one more thing. Cup is about alpha. I knew I wasn't completely crazy. If you look in the middle Rashi over here, it says Efshir ben Asina. Rashi on Cup is about alpha on the left side in the middle, Efshir ben Asina. Tisha Kavan. So he said, why do you need to go into the mikvah? You can just have Tisha Kavan poured upon you. You see this Rashi?
Efshir
ben Asina?
Mm-hmm. So let's see it.
V'yapal, you see this? V'yapal gav, even though the little tunnel come on. El b'choyla, what do you mean? Why are we giving this kula for these talmidim? After all, this leniency of Tisha Kavan is only for someone who is a
sick person. Sick.
So help me out with the next five words. Stam talmid chachomim choylim heim. Right? Kidyayim b'sefes nedar. So I don't understand what that means. Stam talmid chachomim choylim heim. So therefore, that's the reason why the cool applied to
Torah is because